We have a special guest, and I got lost for a moment in the music, listening to the words. And there's some songs, like that one, where it sounds so good, but I find myself asking myself if I really mean it. You know, is the secret of life enjoying the passage of time? Is it really that easy? Could it possibly be that easy? And our perennial teachings always tell us, yes, that is exactly how simple it is, but it is not easy to achieve that. It's a good teaching in itself. Our special speaker this morning is a most extraordinary person. Her name is Sister Jenna Maraj, most commonly known as Sister Jenna. She's host of America Meditating Radio Show. She's founder of the Meditation Museum, originally in Washington, D.C., and now there are other branches. There is one here, which is taking root. Sister Jenna has traveled to 80 countries and is the director of the Brahma Kumaris Order. Her lightness and wisdom have come to shine light and life on all. She is also, she has a new challenge for us today. And so I don't know what that's going to be, but we're the people that practice change. And I know that you're all up for it, whatever it is. And the second I met Sister Jenna, this is the last thing I'll say, I was reminded of a couplet written by a poet named Philip Larkin. And he wrote, "In all of us, there resides a sense of life lived according to love." And I think when you experience Sister Jenna, you will get that this is somebody who does live life according to a sense of love. So will you say good morning, please, to our guest, Sister Jenna.
I wanted to show a way that we greet each other here. Oh, sorry.
Into them.
I know.
Good morning. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Hi. So one of the way that I greet folks to take them off guard is to look at them in their eyes with love. Take a look at this.
Hi.
Hi. You do sparkle.
Doesn't that feel different? I know. Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, nowadays it's so important to try new things because sometimes hugs feel tight. You ever been hugged by somebody really tight that you couldn't breathe? And have you ever been hugged by somebody who felt like they didn't really want to hug you? I know, right? And then you kind of leave with different feelings after the hug. But when you look at another person in their eyes and you come from a place of the love that you have worked on over your lifetime, and that's what you've got to offer, and that's going to be enough for you, then whether they look back at you or not, it was enough for you to share the love that you have in you to another soul. So I just wanted to say good morning, and I love LA, and I want to move here. So my story is unique, and I wish we had like 5,000 hours, but I only have 6 now. And the story goes like this. Imagine a young girl in a little Caribbean country called Jamaica. She's orphaned at the age of 7. I'm now telling you the story of my mother. African Caribbean had to identify her mother's deceased body at 7 years old, which she left the body in a train accident. And she had actually seen the scene before it even happened because she had certain psychic abilities, intuitive abilities. After that moment, my mother's life of trauma became an unending story until I was born at 17. And she met my dad at 15 and a half. And he was about 15, 18 years older than she was. I don't want to go into any more details. But it was clear that there were a lot of lessons for her to learn. So here she is, an orphaned young woman, child, tried to take care of her three brothers and sisters, been in orphanages and foster care homes and places like you would not believe. She meets my dad, traditional old-fashioned Indian man who's not supposed to be loving anybody outside of his Indian culture, much less outside of his Indian caste system. Unheard of. So they get together, and here I'm looking at my father coming in from church, all happy with Krishna in his lips, you know. Oh, Hare Krishna, you know, Hare Om, Om, Krishna, Krishna, Ram, Ram, Sita. By the way, we were in Miami, Florida at the time. And then there's my mother coming home, mere culpa, you know, like Jesus, you have to pray. And then she's got her cross, and I go, okay, okay, one's happy. One keeps crying. What an interesting definition of whatever this God is. So I just wanted to give you an idea of how I was brought up. Interesting?
Yes.
You kind of want to hear more?
Yeah.
Should I shorten the story? And so, you know, half Indian, half African, brought up in America, a very bruised mother, a very grounded and stable Indian father. I see the world from two different lenses. I don't make a final assessment and say, this is that. Yes, one and one is two. Yes, the sun is hot. You been there? Is there proof? Who's been to the sun? Have you ever heard of this Indian group called Sadarjis? They're Sikhs, and they wear this turban on their heads. They're usually... confused with they call them Muslims. They confuse them by thinking that they're Muslims, but they're actually Sikhs, and they wear a turban. And if you take off the turban of the man's on their head, their hair is all the way to the floor. It's so long they never cut their hair, because the hair is symbolic of power. Remember Samson and Delilah?
Yes.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they want to maintain their powers. So anyway, there's a story about them that they're not sometimes very smart. So they held a press conference, and they told the journalists that showed up for their conference that they were going to beat the Russians to space, because the Russians had already done Venus and had done Moon, and they were just already putting satellites. So they decided they were going to beat them and said, we're going to be the first astronauts, the first scientists, were going to land on the sun. And it's exactly what the media did. What is this? Is this a joke? You can't land on the sun. And then one of the reporters says, excuse me, Dr. So-and-so, I just want you to know it's impossible for anyone to land on the sun. It's hot. Nobody can land on the sun. And then the two little scientist friends are like, looked at each other and started to smirk and go, what do they think, we're stupid? We're going to land at night. It'll be cool. You see, there is something about life. It's a very interesting experience. And I have to tell you that in my beautiful numbers of 50-something, I have found that I refuse to accept that I'm done. That I've got the answers to everything. I think one of the most important gifts that we can honor our lives with is this openness to keep receiving more of an experience of life. Love. Purity, peace, divinity. These are experiences which can come through the door through anyone. Black, white, rich, poor, young, extra young. Get it? Got that one?
Yeah.
Okay, got that one. And I really feel that when we come to that point of accepting that our lives is this energy within the body that thrives for experiences of divinity and goodness, then you don't want to miss a moment of accumulating more goodness in your being. Example, she's a little bit outdated with her outfit, isn't she? Didn't she know the days of Greek and mythology fashions are over? Okay, you missed that one, right? In other words, why does she wear this white robe? Does she belong to a religion? Is she Hare Krishna? Is she with a cult? Does it matter? Meet her with the eyes and find out what's in the content of her story. And see how you grow and develop more love in your being by hearing her story. It doesn't matter what they look like. It doesn't matter their belief systems that somebody holds. As we grow into our royal and dignified state of antiquity, there comes a point in time, sometimes the body just won't work like it used to when we were 5 and 6 and 10. But the soul is still working. And the soul can still meet anyone in any condition with any attitude. And the soul can accumulate all the love in it and meet another soul and just say, "Hi, how are you? Tell me your story." And the only reason why we ask for each other's story is that I want more opportunities to accumulate love and peace and purity and goodness in my own story. We sometimes get fixed. It somehow feels safe. But when something different comes in front of us, we feel not safe. And the only reason why we don't feel safe is that the difference that comes in front of our eyes or in front of our bodies is saying, "Let me see how much more love you have in you." And somehow the difference doesn't trump the love that you carry in you as a person. And I have studied religions and I have traveled all around the world. I have had babies of 1 month, 2 months old leave their bodies in my arms. I've had elders leave their bodies in my arms. I've been where there's been guns and rifles. I've been with the richest, the poorest, the greatest leaders of the world, with prisoners, serial killers, this. And at the end of the game, my brothers and sisters and my friends in this room, we're all struggling to remember that love trumps everything I can't figure out. And in order to access that love, I can only tell you what has worked for me has been my day-to-day regular experience of having a private, loving, not just contact, but relationship with God, the Supreme Energy. I'm not saying one that is Christian, Jew, Muslim, Hindu, black, white, rich, poor, brown. I don't know that God. I just know that there is an energy that is recorded in every one of our souls. That in our final breath, there's the option to go back to that energy or to hold on to the human energies that I've known so well. So the question is, on a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you walk, eat, sleep, breathe, speak, sit with the loving awareness of this supreme energy as your constant companion of your mind? On a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, you declare that. It means it consumes your feelings and your thoughts. And this energy is a quality. It's not a thing. It's a virtue. It's not a thing. It is a force. It is not a thing. And every time our thoughts connect to that energy of consciousness. The soul feels it. And the soul gains the confidence and the strength that love and purity and honesty and truth and acceptance of all trumps my inability to decode your behavior. It trumps the ego of another. It even trumps the expectations and the desires that people walk around in their lives for us. That experience in meditation, where you're feeling God's love, makes you totally negate and delete an acronym I use all the time called ALGI. Remember this one forever. ALGI. A for anger. L for lust. G for greed. A for attachment. And E for ego. When this is in us too much, we get influenced by the differences of people, by the arrogance of people, by the selfishness of folks, by the fear of folks, and by the pain in our brothers and sisters. We get influenced. When we bump into anyone in our global family that somehow just can't be as loving as God is. So in order to overcome that, because there's a lot of that around, then we're going to have to take on this challenge that I don't want to be on that side of the story anymore. I mean, we're growing into our beauty of our antiquity, and there's nothing more beautiful than having individuals that are young that turn to the elders for guidance and wisdom. And when it's shared with a lot of love and conviction, there's nothing more powerful than creating a generation of the future that can carry a lot of the wisdom that you now hold in your stories. It's never too late for anything, because it's always just a thought and a feeling away from you. It's not about what you do, but it's the quality in the way you do the little things that you do. You have no idea that if you get up from your chair peacefully and with love and respect for the elements that made it, you've served humanity. You don't have to be on the podium speaking to a million people to tell them who they are. It's the way you walk out of this room at the end of the morning. It's the way you contribute to this community because it has done something for you. And for those of us who stay in a community for a long time, we take them for granted. Same people, same stuff, okay, nothing new. But there's always something new, because even the cells in our body is changing every day. So the way that we bring ourselves into the community is a sign of the love that we have within ourselves. Okay? So I wanted to just share with you just these few thoughts that are on my mind this morning. And if you don't take the mic away from me, I'll just carry on for hours. And we don't want to get anyone in trouble here for the building. Thank you for having me out, and thanks for Freeman for arranging me to meet with John and all of you. I came from a background where I think I'm supposed to be on the streets. My mother's supposed to have ended up on the streets. But she went so deep into her relationship of love with God that at 75, she's a trailblazer, and she just can't stop. She's coming in next week, by the way, taking her to Arizona to go see a psychic. Because she loves those things. She just can't get her out of them. But it's just that when that love is filling up in you, your body starts to move a little more because it's happier now on a soul level. And you know how I look at it is if you've got your car, which is your body, and your soul, which is the driver in your body. And if somehow the car's radiator's not working too well, or the spark plugs are kind of, you know, shaky, or, you know, the battery needs some recharging, you know, whatever it is, or the carburetor needs changing or something, still the driver is what's most important. And if the driver is willing to either take advice or put a lot of good feelings in the vehicle, I think your car will take you a little bit longer and with a lot more zest. Okay? So be opened in feeling like today is your day to expand your horizon. Let it be like you just bought a new car, a Tesla. Anybody knows Elon Musk by chance? Anyone related to him? I love his Tesla. His Tesla is even on my iPhone. I love me a Tesla. I love the concept. I love what it stands for. The Tesla runs on a battery. The soul is a battery. It needs charging. Connect to the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. Charge your battery so you don't have to stop at a gas station. Thank you.